Altered State Podcast, episode 104. Brandon, John. What's up, John?
Not much, Brandon. How are you, good buddy?
It's an early day for us.
It is. I'm drinking coffee instead of beer today.
I have coffee slash hot chocolate. Yeah, I'm that guy.
You like the sweets.
I don't want to grow up. I'm a Toys R Us kid. Randomly, I just saw they're coming back for, are they doing pop-ups for Christmas or something?
I think they did last year.
Okay.
I think they did.
I could have sworn I saw that again.
Maybe they are again. That wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah. What did I just see? What were we watching?
And fucking KB Toys was in
That's what it was. Yes, the old KB Toy Store. That's fantastic.
I have a couple of, I'll have to bring them up here. I have a couple of KB Toys exclusives, WCW, NWO.
Ooh.
Toys that I collected when I was a kid.
This, I was talking to my son yesterday. He was up here at the shop.
Uh-huh.
671 Big Ben.
With Santa, visiting Santa.
Visiting Santa, yes.
Because no one needs a Santa visit.
Totally. Every 22-year-old does.
All right. I was trying to coax him onto my lap.
I saw that. Yeah, yeah.
But then his dad was here.
Hey, so he's a grown man.
So it lost all its thrill.
Or did it gain some? So he was chatting, and this kind of, I won't say broke my heart, but I was kind of bummed. Kind of bummed. I was like, hey, remember, he's like, I'm going to take my little sister to Chicago. She wants to go to Chicago and check this out. I'm like, oh, are you going to like FAO Schwartz? He's like, what the hell is that?
How old is his sister?
7 or 8.
Oh, okay.
8 or 9, somewhere in there.
You know.
I could be wrong. I might be. She's young.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't even think there's an FAO Schwartz around anymore. I go, but you remember the movie Big? And he goes, no. I go, Tom Hanks, we dance on the piano. No idea what I'm talking about.
Who did you raise?
This stuff was on in my home all the time.
You have the Big piano pop.
I do. That's what I'm saying. Do you just not pay attention because it's your parents sometimes?
I don't know.
Or is he purposely just fucking with me?
I don't know. I was that weird kid that, like, I worshipped everything my parents liked.
Sure, yeah.
Like, I wasn't, like, I wasn't worshiping them by any means. I certainly had my tiffs with my parents, as every kid does. But, like, if they thought it was cool, I thought it was cool.
Of course, having said that, the more I think about it, when I was a kid, if you're watching something on TV, it's because your parents were watching it.
Totally.
I didn't have a TV in my room when I was a kid.
Yeah.
My son did it, you know what I mean? So he could pick his own shows. So he wasn't watching what I was watching, like, all the time. So if he didn't like it, he could just go watch his own thing.
I have a hard time with it with my kids, because I think about how if my parents liked it, I loved it. My kids, they take or leave my shit.
Sure.
Like, some stuff, they're finally coming around to some Star Wars, like the cartoons. There's some stuff I can get them on. And I think back, I'm like, man, I love the shit that my parents love. But I then realized, I think I had a kind of a weird upbringing in that, or I guess I just kind of have weird parents, and that neither of my parents like a ton of shit.
Okay.
Like, my dad, straight up, doesn't really like music.
Those people are odd to me.
Yeah, like, he's not anti-music. He's fine with it on, but it just doesn't move him.
Sure.
Like, Supertramp is the only band that I've heard my dad, like,
you said that before,
love.
Yeah.
But other than that, like, and my dad always supported me being a musician. He came to all my shows.
Sure.
Loves it.
Right.
But music just doesn't really move him.
He didn't have any notes.
Neither of my parents are really movie fans at all. Like, you know, with my dad, he loves Field of Dreams. My dad really loved the Lord of the Rings books when he was a kid. So he and I bonded over those movies.
Okay.
But, like,
did he like those?
Yeah.
Okay.
And, like, he took me every year on opening day. It was like those came out when I was like eighth grade, freshman year, sophomore year.
Sure.
And the three of us went opening day and did the same thing with the Hobbit movies. So, like, he likes some stuff, but it's few and far between.
Right.
So, like, that's why I love Lord of the Rings, because it was just one of the few things that, like, I could grasp onto. That,
sure.
Like, oh, Dad, you also like this?
Right.
Holy shit. That's cool.
Yeah, I can't say that. I mean, I look back and, like, all the 80s shows that I enjoyed for the most part is shit my parents watched.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, yeah, I dug that show, but wait, why was I watching that? It's what my dad was watching.
Yeah.
I don't think I sought out WKRP in Cincinnati. But maybe I did. Dr. Johnny Fever was fun.
Yeah, my dad's just, like, total sports guy.
Sure, sure.
Like, if he's watching TV, it's sports,
sure.
Or weirdly, like, shitty crime procedurals.
Yeah.
My dad digs that shit.
Like the true story type stuff? Or
no,
just,
like fucking NCIS Law and Order. Yep. My dad weirdly loved Northern Exposure, so I remember seeing that a lot.
My mom dug that a lot, yeah. Yep. So was your dad, wasn't there a big crossover event recently with NCIS and something?
Oh, I'm sure he would. Okay. But it's the weird, my dad also, he like loves that shit. But he's not like a person that follows the story or the canon. Like he loves it because it's like, oh, it can be on and it's self-contained in a story. Sure, and he's like, it's basic enough for him to try to figure out. If you were to ask him the story arc of any of those shows, he'd be like, I don't know what you're talking about, man.
And it doesn't know character names or anything.
Yeah, right. He's just like, that's just the type of show he has on.
Sure, That's fair.
It's because he watched Quantum Leap and MacGyver when I was a kid. The same fucking
thing. Both great choices. Hawkeye?
Ugh. I have been loving Hawkeye.
It's pretty enjoyable. I'm really digging it. I didn't. What are we on? Episode 4?
Yes, 4 just happened this week.
And like last time, I said 3 didn't do a lot for me, and I just feel like it was longer than it should have been with her backstory. That's my only complaint about 3. Having said that, I have no. I'm not saying it was a bad episode. It's just I don't know.
I think there's fairness there, but my only rebuttal to that, and this is more a logistical one. They've already announced an Echo TV show for next year.
Sure, absolutely.
So I think
just getting it out of the way.
Right. Yeah. I think of it kind of like Arrow did the crossover event that was essentially a backdoor pilot for the Flash.
Sure.
I feel like that's kind of a backdoor pilot for Echo.
Yeah, fair enough.
We get some ground floor on her enough that as this show goes on, she's going to become more of an anti-hero than a villain, mm-hmm. and you need to have a foundation for that.
That's fair.
You know, like, and I agree, I think it could have been, for the sake of the Hawkeye narrative,
sure.
I don't need as much.
Sure, exactly.
But looking at it as a whole, I think it's going to be important.
Okay.
I think it's because she is going to come around. I think she's going to help them
get
rid of the Black Widow threat.
Totally. And I don't think... It's not that I dislike the character by any means. I dig the character. I think she's going to be badass. It just kind of took me out of it a little longer than I wanted to be.
Sure. I think the bigger problem is it takes you out a little bit longer, but when you only have a 6-episode arc and that's 3,
yep.
That's what makes it hard.
Sure.
Like,
sure.
I think if this were an 8-episode season and that's episode 5,
right. Yeah.
It's a lot more palatable.
Yep.
Whereas, like, we got 1 and 2 at once, and they, you know, they hit you like a prize fighter,
right.
And they were fucking awesome.
Right.
And then 3 immediately opens. Like, that's the first one you've waited a week for, and it's someone else's backstory.
Totally. Right.
And that's a little tougher.
It is. It was. And once again, I'm going to keep watching. I'm not going to stop because of this or something like that. It was still, obviously we have it on here. I'd still enjoy the show.
Yeah. And I think it was a good episode. It was just,
4 was very, yeah.
You are right.
Yeah. And once again, but 4 picked it right back up. I had no problems. 4 was great. I enjoyed it was more touching. It was a little more, a lot like that phone call he had with his son where he couldn't hear him. So the whole episode was kind of.
How fucking beautiful was that?
It was great. Well acted by both of them.
Yeah, like really.
Jeremy Renner is, I mean, you know, he's done some great movies. I mean, he's an amazing, amazing actor. He's not just.
He's a lot better of an actor than I think I've ever given him credit for.
Like Hurt Locker was him, right?
I didn't watch that.
I did. It was pretty rough.
I've never been a big military movie guy.
Yeah.
It's like it's military movies and mob movies don't really draw my interest.
You know where Jeremy Renner really shows off his acting chops?
Tag.
It's Tag 100%.
Didn't he break his arms doing that movie or some shit?
Oh, I have no idea.
I feel like, and I'll cross-check this when we're done, but I feel like there was a stunt in Tag that he like broke his arm.
Wow.
Or both his arms, and they had to shut down filming for like 6 weeks for him to heal to pick back up.
Wow. I did not know about that. Was he trying to tag Don Draper and just went wrong?
No, I'm going to look this up. I feel like it was something that I had read. Jeremy Renner, tag injury. Oh, shows up right there.
Up there it is. Happened.
Yeah, he broke both of his arms.
Wow. Tag's rough sport.
Right? It's when he's trying to escape being tagged. And so there's like 20 or 30 chairs stacked up.
Oh, sure. I know the scene.
When he fell off the chairs, the rigging on the chairs broke because it was supposed to like be a controlled fall, and the rigging broke, and he went down with it and broke both of his arms.
Ooh, that's rough. Someone got fired.
But that was the take that they used.
Of course they did. Of course they did. Might as well. If you're going to get injured, might as well use it, right?
Right.
You didn't do the second one.
Oh,
so that's what they have a choice.
Yeah.
That's funny shit. No, Hawkeye's been great so far. I'm really digging that.
What I'm interested to see with where they're going from here, like...
I mean, we're going to flat out see Kingpin, right? We're
not That's what I'm saying.
Are we going to be... Or is he, are they going to wait for Echo?
I don't know. So I guess what I'm wondering is, like, we get Far From Home this week.
Mm-hmm.
Or No Way Home, rather.
Yeah, sure.
We get to go Thursday night.
That's right.
Can't fucking wait.
That's right.
Super stoked. So yeah, next week we will spoil the shit out of that for you.
That's right.
But the internet will already do a much better job by the time we reach next Sunday anyway.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's all but confirmed that we're going to see Charlie Cox in that.
In No Way Home?
In No Way
Home. Sure.
Like whether it is as Daredevil or as Matt Murdock or as a cameo, like... I would be...
Or a business card.
I would be shocked if we get through that movie and don't see Charlie Cox in one way or another.
So I would be too, yeah.
So I'm wondering if, you know, that's this week. There's the Hawkeye finale is right after it.
Sure.
It would make sense to me for that finale to be a Kingpin reveal after just getting the fresh Daredevil Matt Murdock reveal.
Sure. I could see that.
I think that plays well.
Yeah.
But it's also like, so if I'm trying to prognosticate in my head, we've got two episodes left. We just had the Black Widow reveal. We had Florence Pugh come back, which is tight,
mm-hmm.
but you know, we expected that from the post-credit scene.
Mm-hmm.
But we have these kind of like merging worlds where say with the Kate Bishop character, and I am all of a sudden drawing a blank, but stuff that's leading towards Young Avengers.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But we also have, like, this new Black Widow character set up with Val,
mm-hmm.
and we have U.S. Agent set up with Val that we clearly have some Thunderbolt stuff going on, too.
Sure, sure.
So I'm wondering where, like... Florence Pugh is going to kind of go back and forth between those teams in some way.
Hawkeye's wife is becoming more of a player.
Ooh, right. Yeah. I think for sure that's got to be her Rolex, right?
I would think so.
Like, she's got to be a Mockingbird.
I would think so. Yep.
And how tight would that be? Like, give me more Linda Cardellini.
She's great. I love her.
I've loved her in everything she's been in.
Agree. 100%. 100%.
And I think that's a... There was so much about this coming into it that I was like, this is the show that's going to give Clint his happy ending. Because after his heart, like...
Yeah.
That opening scene of Endgame is top three most heartbreaking scenes in the MCU.
It's rough, yeah.
Like, as a parent, see it, like, he fucking kills that.
Yep.
So I wanted him to have his happy ending. Now I'm starting to wonder if this is not the last we see of Clint Barton. Because I all of a sudden got it in my head. Like, I was kind of prepared for this to be a swan song.
Sure.
Right? But now I'm wondering if we get him and we get Linda Cardellini, so we get, like, a Hawkeye and Mockingbird. That could be a fun Disney Plus show.
Yeah.
That could be, that could be a cool movie.
I always enjoyed Old Man Hawkeye.
Right. Like, there's shit there.
Yeah.
Oh, that totally. Could be mined. Yep. And, like... I said, Linda Cardellini is a much better actor than the bit parts that she's been getting in this.
Yeah.
So it feels all of a sudden like, ooh, let's go ahead and use her.
Yep. Yep.
And that could be really tight.
Yep. And I mean, come on. At some point, Black Widow's coming back.
Totally.
So.
Totally.
Hawkeye has to be there to see that.
That's coming from the multiverse.
Totally. Sure. Sure. And Hawkeye has to be involved in that somehow.
You're right.
Even if he's not, you know. Active duty Hawkeye, or whatever you want to call him, he has to be involved in that
Clint on some Barton's level. Not done.
Correct.
And Jeremy Renner is, fortunately, just, I don't think he's too expensive or too busy of an actor to be, like, I think a Chris Evans and a Robert Downey Jr., that's going to take a lot of money.
They can turn you down.
Right. Yep. That's going to take a lot of fucking money and a lot of
Well, and not only that, but you're not getting either one of those guys to do a series.
Right.
They're only movie guys.
Right.
On, you know, take that as you will. They're not doing a they might do an appearance in a series or a voice in a series.
Sure.
They're not doing
eight
episodes of this. They're just not doing it.
No way.
It's just not what they're in.
Right.
So, having said that, you're not going to get them in any of those shows.
Sure.
I wouldn't think.
But you can get Clint Barton
all day long.
Like, I think, like, you can look at, say, all of the, really, the rest of the remaining Avengers, probably aside from Chris Pratt, you can get, I think Chris Hemsworth is a huge star, but he just fucking loves being Thor. That I think he'd keep doing it within reason.
Right.
I think Paul Rudd's the same way. He's very busy, but he does TV. He does everything.
He'll make it happen, right.
So he would do it, and he's having fun with it.
Yep.
I think Renner's the same way. I think Scarlett Johansson toes the line. She could go either way.
After seeing Michael Douglas have such a big part in What If, I think he would chime in for something, no problem.
Yeah.
I mean, not that he's going to be a huge player, but Hank Pym's a big name in the Marvel Universe. Totally. So, you know, if you don't have Stark making stuff for you, you need Pym making shit for you. So,
and you got Reed Richards coming.
Totally.
That is what I'm looking. I am really, really excited to see how they choose to cast that movie.
It's been cast for years, right?
Well, I mean, all logic tells us Jim Halpert should be Reed Richards.
Right, right.
But
yep.
I am really wondering if we see a younger Fantastic Four that can age into it. Not like super young,
right.
But you know, like maybe some mid-30s kid, not someone pushing 50.
Sure.
If we see some mid-30s, like lightly established Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
Or if we go all in, you know, fucking salt and pepper, Reed Richards, the classic look. Or if we get some relative unknowns so that you can afford to make them a huge part.
Yeah.
Or do we go with big stars because you've lost some big stars in Robert Downey Jr.
and Chris Evans? So this all kind of bleeds into Spider-Man as well. So we're going to talk a little Spider-Man as well. So with all the previews that are trailers that have been out there and shit like that, are they just doing the look over here while the big thing is going to happen in the movie that no one ever saw coming? Or have we seen it coming and we're still going to be excited for it? Are we going to get you said Fantastic Four, and immediately I go right to Little Flame On.
Right.
Does he show up as Johnny?
Oh, my God.
I mean, just as a Flash. Why wouldn't you? I think he'd be down for that as a motherfucker. I'm just throwing it out there.
That would be fun.
I'm just throwing it because I've heard, and I told you about this the other day, you know, little X-Men.
That's happening.
I've heard it again from another outlet, like a major news outlet.
I think that's a fucking red herring.
I don't know. I don't know.
I don't think we see any X-Men teases. I am thinking.
Then who are all these people coming through?
Strictly with a business mind.
Yeah.
I am thinking you've got some huge projects lined up already. You're bringing in Fantastic Four. You've got a few different things that are testing the multiverse with it being Doctor Strange, Spider-Man, and Loki.
Mm-hmm.
So you have WandaVision. Yeah. So you have more opportunities to bring in more people.
True.
You are setting up Young Avengers. You are setting up Thunderbolts. You are setting up multiversal threats. You are setting up Galactus. You were setting up Fantastic Four.
But we also got news that they're going to do at least three more of these Spider-Man movies, too, with Tom Holland. So he's not going anywhere either.
So all of these things are already set up. I just feel like it's unnecessarily busting your nut early if you also bring in X-Men now. Like, I feel like
I don't think they would do anything in the movie or have any type of impact. I just feel like they will be alluded to or shown on some level.
I could see like an allusion, maybe like some type of
mutant
phrase,
reference. Yes.
But I just feel like right now you have this beautiful setup with Kang as your first big bad and say, like, what'll be the next level of Avengers movies. Mm-hmm. And that perfectly gives you Fantastic Four, which then perfectly bleeds into Galactus. Mm-hmm. And then if you pull that thread logically, you can set it up to where, like, say, if we look at the next Avengers movie being like the culmination of this phase,
okay,
you could set it up where essentially Kang is the Loki level villain, Galactus is the Thanos level villain that just gets teased in the post credit scene.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So then your next Avengers movie after that has to play in that sandbox, but also not deliver on the big bad because you need years to build that.
Yeah.
So that that next Avengers movie after that, to me, feels like a perfect time to do Avengers versus X-Men, and that ends with a battle, but it also ends with them like coming to some sense of an agreement that's still contentious, much like it is in the comics, but then the X-Men can be players in like your battle against Galactus.
Sure, sure.
And then, so before Avengers versus X-Men, you have an X-Men movie.
Right, like, right, right.
You know, I'm not saying that's your introduction to them.
So after, I'm thinking here, and I apologize. After Spider-Man, what's the next Marvel thing we get?
The Morbius? Next thing or the next movie?
Either.
Because Ms. Marvel, the series, mm-hmm. I think that's early.
Is it?
Okay. 2022.
Okay.
I think.
I am,
and then
because we get a whole lot.
Doctor Strange Multiverse of Madness is Q1 of next year also. I think that's March.
Right, right. But other than that, are we getting a lot of Marvel stuff next year?
I think we're getting a fair amount.
Are
I
we?
Think next
okay.
year is, in the movie theater, it's Doctor Strange, it's Thor Love and Thunder.
That's right.
And there is a third one. Is Black Panther 2 end of next year? I know they pushed back dates again.
Yeah, yeah.
I
only ask because in my head, like when I think of them putting those type of things into the movie, just to keep Marvel fresh in mm-hmm. kind of the year of Star Wars.
I think we're still going to get quite a bit of Marvel
okay.
next year on Disney.
Okay.
Like we're going to get What If season 2. We're going to get Loki season 2.
Yes.
We're going to get Ms. Marvel.
Yes.
We're going to get. Well, no, Agatha All Along, or the Agatha Harkness series will probably be the year later.
Yeah, that hasn't been made yet.
Echo will be the year later.
Yeah.
There is, Falcon Winter Soldier.
Season 2. Okay. Yeah, we'll get plenty of stuff.
I think we'll get some Marvel content.
Okay.
It won't be as jam-packed as this year was.
Sure, sure.
But I don't think they ever intended to do, like, a year of Star Wars and a year of Marvel.
No, not at all.
I think that was totally COVID-related delays
yeah.
that then put us into a spot that was like, oh, cool, now we get to binge in this way, which is neat.
Sure.
But moving forward, I think they want a healthy balance of both in each year to keep fans coming back.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see that.
You know, I don't think it's great for them to have 4 Marvel movies and 4 live action series in the same year. Like this, like we loved it as fans, but if you did that shit every year or even every other year, that's a problem.
You can't sustain that. Yeah. No,
I'd rather see like 2 and 2
right. Sure.
Every year.
Sure. Agreed.
Than 8 1 year, nothing the next year. 8, you know,
yep.
like.
Yep. Fair enough. Fair enough. You got anything else for Hawkeye or Marvel related? Anything? Spider-Man? What else? I'm pumped for that movie.
Right. That's what next week is going to be.
I think based on our conversation, we don't know what to expect. It's basically what we're trying to say.
Right. And I like it that way.
I do too. I'm glad.
But I also think, I don't think there's going to be anything super unexpected out of it.
Okay.
I think it's going to be cool, but I think it's going to, I think I'm going to love every second of it.
Yeah.
But I think it's going to be the things that we saw coming. I think we're going to. Like, we're going to get all 3 Spider-Men, as much as the trailers don't want to tell us. We're going to get Venom in there.
Are we just going to get the 3 Spider-Men? I mean, if you're giving us 2 other Spider-Men, why wouldn't you give us, like, a Miles somewhere? I'm just asking. Do they even acknowledge that?
I don't think they do right now.
Does Peter have to die in a universe? Well,
no, I don't think so.
Okay, you know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying. I think for this one, they want the wow factor of those three actors that we all carry different baggage with together.
Yeah.
I think that's more impactful. But I do think this opens the door that I would be surprised if, like you said, we're getting three more Tom Holland movies.
Right.
I would be shocked if the Tom Holland movie after this doesn't feature Miles.
Right.
Like, that's for sure. Like, that's 100% a place that you need to go. You need to lean into that.
Is Venom in this movie?
Yes.
Okay. Is he the last of the Sinister Six? Or is he in the Sinister Six? Or are we missing somebody?
We could be missing a villain.
Because Venom, comic book-wise, was in and out of that group. So you don't know if he's really part of the Sinister Six. Sometimes he was their downfall. So I just don't know how they're going to use him. I feel like they want Venom to be a good guy.
They want him to be an anti-hero. So, they don't want him to be a straight-up villain.
Totally. So I, you know, take that as you will. It changes the character a little bit, I think. But
do we get Paul Giamatti as Rhino?
That'd be fantastic.
Or Dane DeHaan as Hobgoblin.
That'd be nice too. Are we? You know, the other rumor I've heard, which I think we'll see more of in Doctor Strange, is an introduction of Blade.
Well, we got the little teaser.
Get the teaser.
We got the sting at the end of Eternals.
Is that all we get until we have an official Arcturus 7 Blade movie?
I'm really intrigued to see how they bring Blade. So I think clearly the way in with Blade is tied in with Black Knight some way, one way or the other.
Sure.
Through Eternals.
Yeah.
So I don't think we see Blade until we see Black Knight again.
Okay.
Now, do I think he could totally... Could we surprise see fucking, what's his name, Jon Snow, that act? Kit Harington.
Kit Harington, yeah.
Do we see Kit Harington's Black Knight show up in Doctor Strange with Blade? Maybe. But I do think for whatever, however they're going to put it together, I think their two fates are tied together.
Okay.
So I don't know if that is all waiting for the Eternals sequel, or if we get them popping up in something else together.
Okay.
But I think he is your way in. Because for whatever reason, Blade knows about the Black Knight's blade.
Gotcha.
And that's how they are connected. Right. Gotcha. So there's something there.
Okay.
But I'm intrigued to see where it goes.
Me too. Matrix?
Ooh, dude. I keep fucking forgetting about The Matrix. And it's like the best little surprise memory.
Yeah. I'm
every time someone brings it up, I'm like, oh shit, yeah, that is like 2 weeks away.
That's another one where I feel like everything they've put out is just bullshit.
I don't know. I think it has to be. Because like everything they put out so far just looks like a kind of a rehashing of the original Matrix.
Sure. Right.
Which, I mean, I guess it's what The Force Awakens did, and it worked for them.
Well, they acknowledge it, because basically he was never in the real world. So when he was with Lawrence Fishburne and stuff, that was never the real world. So he was never really given a choice. So he, you know, all that was The Matrix, is kind of what I've deducted from what I've seen. Because when he goes to see the new Morpheus, they're playing what happened before on a screen behind him. Like, you see... Lawrence Fishburne as Morpheus and the other characters from the previous first movie.
So are you telling me they're saying the first part of this was all like Inception style?
Yes.
I hate that.
I agree.
I fucking hate
that. But it also makes me think they're just toying with people. Like, I just, you know, I don't know.
I haven't heard or surmised any of that.
Okay. And
if that is what we get, I will fucking boycott.
When we're done here, I need you to watch the latest trailer that shows Lawrence Fishburne and those other people. It's on, he walks through, you know, they're basically telling him, we thought, you know, showing you parts of what you thought were real would make this real, make it easier for you to, you know, one of those kind of moves. So they're basically giving him a choice again, once again.
Okay.
You don't know. You just don't know. Which is, once again, I'm very excited for this.
I love how blind I'm going into The Matrix, because it's like... I went into the original Matrix super blind as, sure. you know, a 13-year-old.
Yeah. And, before, like, you know, hardcore internet right. stuff. And, yeah.
And I'm excited for that. Like, I'm looking forward to nestling into this comic book store with yeah. a nice, yeah. tasty popcorn.
What I've also feel like
two-liter cherry cola.
It's making it look more like Neo wasn't the one. Like, it's either Trinity or they both have to be the one.
That I'm tight with.
Yes.
Like, if it has to be, like, a Trinity-Neo combo,
yes.
I think that's a fucking cool
that's kind of what it,
point.
Yes.
Like, I'm intrigued by that. I also feel like, so wait, that drops
22nd, I think.
Okay. So we're definitely doing a watch up here.
Yep.
I feel like before then, I need to rewatch
at least the first three. One. Yeah. Oh, see, I would say at least the first one.
The first one, I know like the back of my hand. The first one I've watched probably 15 times and love it. And like, I'm not going to pass up an excuse to watch the first one.
Right.
But like, I genuinely don't remember 2 and 3.
Okay.
I watched them once and I remember not being impressed with them.
Yeah.
But then never revisited them.
So I
need to, like, the beats and the plot points,
yeah.
I need to pick back up yeah. on. Yeah. Whereas, like, the first one, again, I'll yep. love a rewatch of it.
Sure.
But, like, I know that fucking movie.
Right. Right. There's a cool scene in the trailer. Have you seen the trailers?
Mm-hmm.
Where he's like talking with his shrink, who he thinks is his shrink.
Yeah, it's Neil Patrick Harris.
Well, no, this is a different guy. Well, Neil Patrick Harris is a shrink, and so he's talking with, maybe he's talking with somebody else. It's not they have the shrink, but he's basically giving him the same. He's almost quoting Agent Smith as far as the first movies and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then, as opposed to Neo's mouth doing the shutting together, the Agent Smith does it and freaks Neo out. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, so he. I don't know, a lot of deja vu type stuff. And as we all know from the movies, deja vu occurs when something in the Matrix has been
mm-hmm.
changed.
Mm-hmm.
Just letting you know.
Okay.
Anyways,
I'm hyped for it.
I'm down for it. 100%.
Like,
me too.
I'm definitely looking forward to kind of nestling into it.
Yep. It's going to be a sweet one. I don't have much else on my list, dude.
Yeah, it's been a pretty light week.
It has. Everything's just coming out. I mean, we got Hawkeye stuff coming out every week, but other than that, we're kind of waiting for the big Christmas rush for movies. And then next year, just floodgates open.
Oh.
We'll get some Spider-Man here in a day or two. We'll get some Matrix here in a day or two, or week or 2 weeks, but you know.
Yeah.
It's all coming together.
Fucking A, buddy.
It's going to be good stuff.
All right.
And you can talk about it all at Altered State Comics, 671 Big Ben Road.
Mm-mm-mm. See you here.
Thanks, guys.